This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. A report out today says Alabama is at the forefront of a trend, school systems breaking away to form separate districts. According to the report from the national advocacy group EdBuild, almost a quarter of the nation's school district breakaways since 2000 have happened in Alabama. Lead author Rebecca Sebelia tells WBHM's Dan Carson, the work started with a nationwide survey of school secession laws.
What we found was startling in that most states do not require any consideration of what's happening with the children that are being left behind.
And why is that important? What's the long-term impact on students when neighborhoods pull out of larger school systems?
I mean, there's two real negative consequences. The first is that we know that integration, both socioeconomic and racial integration, is good for not just minority and poor students, but all students who attend integrated schools. More importantly, our school funding system is creating gulfs. The students who are being left behind tend to be left behind in impoverished, denser, poor districts. And the second problem is just really the notion of inefficiency. Whenever you're breaking apart a, you know, larger, logically functioning municipality, you end up in a place where you start duplicating and tripling the costs associated with providing education. And frankly, you know, just further burdening the taxpayers in order to kind of create this notion of local control.
Have you or your researchers come across situations where the new district, the breakaway district, got in over its head financially or maybe in other ways?
We did. So we've talked with some folks in Louisiana, the city of Baker, who had pulled out of their larger county several years ago, is actually facing financial concerns and constraints now. So sometimes just in the name of local control, school districts are finding themselves unsustainable.
So it may be an understatement to say Alabama figures prominently in the report. It even calls school secession in the greater Birmingham area a, quote, tragic local tradition. Why is school secession so prevalent in Alabama and here in Jefferson County?
Well, Alabama certainly has one of the most permissive laws that allow for secessions to occur. Any city that has more than 5,000 residents can negotiate with the county and become their own school district. Second factor is just the way that schools are funded in Alabama, the ability to keep locally raised, locally governed property taxes certainly provides the incentive.
And I guess, you know, a lot of this does come back to race, does it not?
Unfortunately, race is inextricably linked to socioeconomics. We actually come at this from the perspective that communities are being provided the incentive to break away from larger municipalities because they get to keep their wealth. You can't blame communities for trying to do so. They're always going to want to provide for their kids. This is a school funding system and a set of laws that are providing the incentive and allowing that to occur. So, you know, we don't want to necessarily say that this is race motivated, certainly not in all cases, but we do believe it's socioeconomically motivated. And unfortunately, that's also linked to race in our country.
How about in Gardendale specifically?
The judge did find that there were some racially segregating motives behind the Gardendale effort. You know, one of the things that was striking to us, though, is that the city of Gardendale was saying, look, there have been so many other neighborhoods that have seceded under this existing desegregation order. Why can't we?
I noticed the report compares Gardendale with Beverly Hills, California. Why is that?
If Gardendale is granted the ability to secede, their poverty rate will be lower than that of Beverly Hills, California.
So what do you see as some solutions to this situation?
Making secession difficult, ensure that there is going to be a concerted focus on whether or not this is going to create racial socioeconomic segregation, whether or not this is going to create massive disparities in the funding and resources available for schools, whether or not the folks who are going to be left behind also agree that this is a good move. The real and ultimate solution here is to reduce the incentive to do so by changing the way we're funding schools and to go back to the Supreme Court and argue that school district borders should not be a means by which we can continue to segregate our children.
That's Rebecca Sebelia of the advocacy group EdBuild speaking with WBHM's Dan Carson. You can see the group's report and hear an extended conversation at our website, wbhm.org.